who never lies.
President Obama honoring 14 Americans killed. Sad news on the helicopter front in Afghanistan. We'll give you some of the details on that one. In the meantime, oh yes, the public option dreaded by some has been renamed by Nancy Pelosi. Wait till you hear what the new buzzword is for public option. And in the meantime, oh, the latest on those pilots. What were they truly doing in the cockpit? Here at America Tonight, we are fixated on what really happened. We want to get to the bottom of this. And we're going to talk about that, obviously. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also, climate control, Copenhagen, the date with destiny, and cap and trade. You know how I feel about that. Cap and open up your wallet and write a big fat check. That's the problem. In fact, it's interesting. Lord Stern, who is somebody who is huge, very influential, he wrote a thing called the Stern Review on the cost of tackling global warming, is talking a lot about climate change in the conference in Copenhagen. We're going to give you the counter to that with Todd Wynn, who produced an interesting film. He's the producer and director of Climate Chains. He interviewed economists, scientists, etc., and came up with a much different point of view about pretty much global warming and these greenhouse gases that everybody's talking about. So we'll get to that in another 10 minutes or so. But back to the pilots. The latest is this. Maybe Jana in Iowa, one of our frequent callers, was right. She was talking about the possibility of laptops or computer games or whatever. Now, it wasn't games, but the Northwest pilots who overshot that Minneapolis runway by 150 miles last week did tell investigators, apparently, they were using their personal laptops in the cockpit, right? Which is a violation of company policy. Imagine that. I'm flying a plane. I can't get on and check my email. Are you kidding me? But specifically what they were doing, they lost track of time because they were using their laptops for a long period of time and discussion about this new monthly crew flight scheduling system. So they were looking ahead on their schedules. Who were the crews? Where were they going? That kind of thing. They were messing around with that. That's how they lost complete track of where they were. That's what the pilots told the National Transportation Safety Board, that they were, you know, they hadn't been monitoring the airplane or calls from air traffic control during that time. They said, in fact, they heard conversation on the radio but didn't notice messages that were sent by dispatchers. Listen, I'm too darn busy. I got to look at my schedule. I want to catch a football game. I got to do this in between. I don't have time. So it wasn't actually until a flight attendant called the pilots about 5 minutes or so before that plane was supposed to land that they realized they passed the airport. Can you imagine the panic that ensued? Do you think anyone will notice? And, of course, on the ground, it was scramble time. They even had an alert that was working but was called off once they had communication finally after 70-plus minutes with the pilots, you know, just missing. They called off the fighters from the two aerospace defense command sites that were actually put on alert for the plane when it didn't respond to the hammering they were getting on the radio. I mean, they were texting them everything. So now they even admit, yeah, we kind of heard some chatter in the background, but we were on our laptops looking ahead at our scheduling, trying to figure out this scheduling program. I mean, come on. Ridiculous. So there's a great chance that these two will get, you know, have their licenses suspended. And in this day and age when to be a pilot and to get on the kind of crew that they were on, and the kind of money that you make, because now there's such a difference between the have and the have-nots. And, in fact, so many pilots have had to take big slices in their pay that they've gone off and done other things, even started their own companies, et cetera, and done more of those what they call burger runs for wealthy people, that losing your license right now would not be the best thing to happen, especially with a family. And the one pilot, we're going to let you hear what he said when he was actually ambushed by a local reporter in Oregon. he blurted out a few things, but he did say it's not what's being reported because sleep was initially thought and a few other things came up. Oh, they were in this heated discussion. Well, they were in a discussion. They were in a discussion about their schedules and trying to figure out a system. But I hate to tell them, they're not in cubicles, and the big corporation has instituted a new policy and you have to turn in your timesheets. They had 140-some people on that flight that were supposed to get to Minneapolis in one piece, and they're worried about their schedule. So then, naturally, you have to interview everybody, not all the people, you have to interview the rest of the crew. And they talk to the three flight attendants as well. So Northwest, of course, and they have to. They're cooperating and doing their own investigation at this point. Air traffic controllers, I mean, they have it on record. They tried for more than an hour to contact them, and they could not get their attention. And I'll tell you, what's really, really scary about this is the fact maybe that those jets weren't scrambled. So we save a few bucks in one sense. But at the same time, what was the decision on not to put the jets up there? Because imagine if that plane had been hijacked. It's nobody can talk to them. They're texting them. They're calling them on the radio. They're doing everything they can. So 78 minutes is a long time. Is that as big of a blunder? Maybe if not more so than the pilots and what they did by overshooting the airport. So, of course, no matter what happens here, it does bring up the argument about pilots and safety and hours and crews and, geez, in some cases they're not getting enough sleep and maybe we should think about putting this on the record and letting one guy sleep while the other one is flying and watch out for this fatigue, even if this hasn't caused anything, you know, had nothing to do with this flight whatsoever. So the conversation is really vibrating, let's say, about what happened in that cockpit. So I believe it is completely plausible. Probably that is exactly what they were doing. They didn't understand whatever the new system was, and they were trying to figure it out because they were looking ahead at their schedules. On the ground, we do this. I've been in stores, in retail stores, where you can hear one kid say to the other, hey, will you cover for me on Wednesday? I have a shift at Best Buy from whatever, 3 to 10 o'clock. That's a lot different than a pilot and both of them not paying attention to what they were doing to look ahead at the schedules and try to figure it out. So the excuse isn't a good one no matter how you slice it. Yes, it's different than some of the things that were reported, but I don't think it saves their bacon at all. I believe they'll both find themselves with suspended licenses. All right, coming up next, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about climate control and what cap and trade and Copenhagen and all that ultimately means to all of us. Like I have said many, many times, sadly, I think it means you're going to pay a lot of money for this big buzz called the environment. Do I want to see the environment destroyed? No. But do I want to see real facts and figures? Yes. And the facts and figures that are out there are very much exaggerated, I think, from all the people that we have heard and talked to on this show for the past 2.5 years. So we're going to add another one to the bunch, and let's see what Todd Wynn has to say. Again, the producer and director of Climate Chains, next on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface: wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
When I was a kid, we were afraid to go out of our homes for fear of being burned by acid rain. Then it was the hole in the ozone layer. And now I'm told that I can't drive my vehicle because it's killing polar bears.
They tell us that the polar bear population is terribly threatened, that polar bears are dying already as a result of climate change.
We must act now is the common thread running through all of this.
5-10 years ago, you couldn't call yourself an environmentalist without your bottled water in your hand. Now you can't call yourself an environmentalist without your petition to ban bottled water.
So we have these fads that come along: resource depletion, population growth. Now it's CO2 and global warming. They all seem to have the same solution: huge international government control over your economic life.
The really inconvenient truth for Al Gore is that over the last few years, we aren't seeing the global warming that we saw, in the 90s. We're actually seeing it cooling.
All right, that's a little slice of climate change. Todd Wynn is the producer and the director. He's joining us here in a second. He's in the green room. He's going to put down the latte. He's allowed to drink the latte, by the way. Anyone can drink that. You know, it's nothing to do with plastic I guess it's okay to have plastic. I don't know. I'm confused. And speaking of confused, a top Senate Republican on Sunday, Lindsey Graham, co-authored an op-ed piece with Senator John Kerry in the New York Times. You might have caught it, calling for acting on legislation for sweeping climate change. Wow. Kerry, of course, rolled out a Senate climate change bill alongside Senator Barbara Boxer late last month. And Graham said over the weekend that he might not explicitly endorse the bill, but he's definitely ready to work with Kerry towards some kind of version, anyway, of legislation to combat global warming. And we, of course, all know about cap and trade. We've talked about it a lot here on America Tonight. Like I said, I think that it's an excuse for you to open your checkbook and have to write a big check for, you know, money you don't have to pay for something that has been blown up and exaggerated and doesn't make sense to a lot of people who know, economists, scientists, a lot of different people, and people that we've had on the show. So it's perfect, once again, to have Todd Wynn on with us. Todd, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I know that you did months and months of interviews with all kinds of people, policy analysts, some of the folks that I mentioned that I've talked to in the past, different kinds of scientists and economists and whatnot. And what did you find out that led to pulling together Climate Chains?
You know, we found out that there's a lot of issues with cap and trade, and obviously, you know, it's supposedly supposed to save the planet through reversing global temperatures, but there's a lot of issues as far as destroying personal freedoms are concerned, destroying any possibility of economic recovery. And, you know, when we were talking to these experts, the more that we found out that this is really quite a dubious plan for the United States.
Yeah, and in saying that, it sounds like you're saying what other people that we've talked to, like Cal Biesner and stuff, have said to us, that you have to think about the economic possibilities for the people in the green industry, the people who are making money here, and how you can take some of these statistics and manipulate them. Did you find the same thing?
Yeah, I definitely find the same thing. And, you know, it's interesting, as I've been promoting climate change, the video, you know, a lot of people, some of the climate alarmists will ask me, oh, did Big Oil fund this video? And first of all, they did not. We didn't receive any money from Big Oil. But I always ask them, well, what about Big Wind? What about Big Solar? What about these renewable energy companies that are going to be making a significant amount of money, or even big environmental groups that have put millions of dollars into lobbying for plans like these? It's amazing to me that we only see money flowing in one way, at least the alarmists do.
So, Todd, when you set about and pulling this all together, I mean, it sounds like, hey, you had an open mind. I mean, you were ready to listen to whatever was going to come your way. You didn't. You were ready to hear whatever it was, and you found, like you said, your eyes were open to a couple of different things, which is exactly what happened to me. So were you surprised by some of what you learned?
You know, I was surprised. And when we started climate change, I did want to start with an open mind and kind of get both sides of a lot of the issues that have to do with cap and trade. You know, but the interesting point was a lot of the environmental organizations didn't want to talk with us. I even walked into the World Wildlife Fund headquarters in Washington, D.C., and they told us we couldn't have cameras, although she did talk with us about cap and trade, and that conversation was quite an interesting one. But that's kind of the problem that we have as far as public policy on the federal level, is that there needs to be a rational, intellectual debate about costs and benefits, even of plans that are supposedly going to save the planet. We need to be able to weigh costs and benefits for the American people.
Yeah, and it's like I said, you know, we're talking about a lot of money having to come out of, I think, the pockets of many in middle America. I really, truly believe that's what's going to happen, because how affordable is any of what we're talking about really going to be to most people? If there are strict laws on the books, then you're caught in that corner. And that's what I think. It's the affordability, the dependability, the whole thing when we talk about energy. I mean, there's a great chance that you could really tank a lot of Americans. Do you think so?
I definitely think so. I think that, you know, we're talking about significant price increases. I know a lot of the economic analysis that are out are over $1,000 per household. And, you know, that's a pretty significant hit on American households as far as public policy is concerned. And, you know, it's really not leading to any environmental benefit. I think that environmentalists have gone beyond the point of regulating parts per thousand or parts per million or even parts per billion. But now they're trying to attempt to regulate even the air that we breathe. And it's taking it to another notch. And I think that's really where a lot of the issues come in as far as cap and trade is concerned. I think a lot of Americans are willing to pay a little bit higher prices for a cleaner environment,
mm-hmm.
but carbon dioxide's not a pollutant. So
well,
when they're
exactly.
going to be spending this
yeah.
money, they're not going to be saving the environment in any
right.
sort of way.
Right, right. And which is exactly my point. I'm not somebody who wants to crush the environment, or I'm anti trying to have a clean world. But again, it goes to what we're finding out. And the average household is going to pay, you know, over $1,700 probably for this every year. And again, to your point, really, what would they be doing to help the environment? And this is pretty much what you say throughout your film, right?
That's definitely true. And, you know, I've asked the same questions, too, because, you know, I talk to the politicians here in, you know, the state of Oregon as well. And, you know, I've asked them, I said, well, you know, when we're going to impose these costs upon Oregonians or on Americans in general, what are the benefits we're going to see out of this? And, you know, even some Oregon legislators, they've said that it's not about the climate. That's not what this is about. And, of course, they use the other taglines like reducing dependence on foreign oil or creating clean energy jobs. All these taglines, they get some Americans really riled up and on in support of these plans. But that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. What are you hoping, you know, if people can go up to, we played a little slice of it, but you can go to YouTube and get climate change. You can look at the trailer there. What are you hoping happens with this film that you put together?
Well, the main reason why we put this film together was just to more educate not only American citizens, but also politicians. You know, I saw in a couple national polls that only about 24-25% of Americans even know what cap and trade is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about there's a severe unawareness issue that really bothers me, really, that Americans won't even see this tax coming. One of the largest taxes in American history, if not entire world history, is cap and trade. And most people don't even know what's going on with it. And I think that's really what we wanted to show, is just more educate the American public on, hey, look, these are the issues that are going to be coming before you if your elected officials happen to vote on this bill. So that's kind of what we wanted to bring up. And you can go to climatechange.com to actually watch the full feature there as well and learn about some of those issues involved with cap and trade.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also have a great source for other links and whatnot where people can go to get more information on it. It's a great website and terrific film. Climate Change, the name of it, go to climatechange.com. I watched it this morning when I was drinking my coffee. Great job, Todd. Thanks for coming on and good luck with the project.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
All right, so that was Todd Wynn, producer and director. And if you don't know what we're talking about, he's right. There is a lot of misinformation, lots of information out there a little bit twisted. You can go and to that website, and it kind of, you know, sends you in a couple of different directions and talks about the what it is and talks about some of the underestimating of the cost of cap and trade, which is my fear, etc., and exactly what it is, what are the proposals, and what are some of the provisions that are troubling. Things that we've certainly talked about here on America Tonight, but it's at the forefront once again because now you've got it certainly back in the Senate as they're pushing for some kind of climate change legislation. You saw how quickly that went through the House. We'll see if there's going to be a national energy tax. That's something that this Kerry Boxer bill, I think, pretty much amounts to. Coming up on the flip side, much, much more here on America Tonight.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Tell you what Nancy Pelosi's new name is for public option, and we'll see if you think it's more palatable. I'm thinking a word is just a word, and it's too late. Once the horse is out of the barn, it's tough to get it back in, if you know what I mean. Kate, hanging with you here on a little old show called America Tonight. You can always flip me an email at americatonight.net. All right, we were talking earlier about this quandary with the pilots in the Northwest flight. They run their laptops, it turns out. That's what they told the National Transportation Safety Board, trying to figure out the complicated, oh so complicated scheduling process that was just put into place by that airline. So I can bet it was probably a tangled web and a mess to try to figure out. But why would you be figuring it out when you are, oh yes, flying a plane, no less? It makes me a little bit nervous to think what the pilot's doing. You know, it's funny when a lot of times when I've had a good landing, you know when the pilot sometimes comes out and they sort of catch your eye? And I don't know why, but this has happened to me a lot lately when I went to Hawaii that time and I went back to Philadelphia. And both were great on time, even early arrivals and whatnot. And I can remember catching the pilot's eye and saying, wow, thanks, great job. And, you know, the pilot saying, oh, thank you very much. And I just, you know, just moving along, walking by them as you're trying to get out of the airplane. Now I'm wondering, hey, thanks for not falling asleep or trying to figure out your schedule and getting me to the city that I was trying to get to in the first place on time. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. So anyway, one of the pilots, Richard Cole, was ambushed at his house. I call it ambush, but a smart reporter was waiting for him to show up and actually had a couple of quick words with him about the flight. And here's what he had to say.
I'll tell you anything that went on, because We're having hearings this weekend. We're having hearings on Tuesday. I can't talk about specifics, but there are a lot of misinformation that's going on. Things are being said that didn't happen, but I can't go into any details. I can't say. I mean, nobody was asleep in the cockpit, and there no arguments took place. There was no arguments at all in the cockpit. That wasn't even an issue. Absolutely not. All that information will come out then.
Okay, so he was right about that, because the speculation definitely was about sleeping, but apparently it wasn't. And then instead, like I am now bagging on, it was the scheduling mishap and trying to figure out where they were going, what they were doing, and paying attention, looking down the road to the scheduling. So they got back and forth, and both were on their laptops, and that's what happened. It just seems so odd. Let's put it this way. Is this not the perfect Saturday Night Live skit? Guarantee they can use this for a skit. How easy. It's a layup to write this skit. But it's not so funny to the people who are traveling. I just take it for granted because I've had pretty good luck. Not always luck with the on-time thing or delays or baggage or whatever, but feeling comfortable in the plane. In fact, the worst, I think, thing that happened to me on a plane was on a private charter with a sports team that I was traveling with, where the plane was hit by lightning. And there's nothing you can do. Act of God. The plane goes down. What's the pilot going to do? What are you going to do? But it was a frightening feeling. Other than that, yes, there's been turbulence at time and whatever and all the different flights that I've taken, but pretty smooth sailing, knock on wood. But now hearing and talking to all these people, and, of course, we have DJ Frost who joins us, a pilot who did a lot of those runs internationally and in New York. We had Denny Kelly on last night, another experienced pilot who's an aviation investigator. And, you know, they flat out both have said from different perspectives, but that are all pretty similar lining up, that there is definitely some problems with the airlines and what we're seeing. And a lot of this, I think, has to do with slashing pay and now so many people being turned off by the industry because they can't make a living at it. And that's what a lot of the conversation is about. Something has to change there, whatever it is. I mean, I just want to get there safely. I want to have the best shot at arriving safely. If I have to wait a little bit longer, but I know, hey, the pilot's alert, he's awake, he's not playing Mario Brothers or whatever current game is out there. He's not doing the Tiger Woods thing. He's not playing some sort of game on a laptop or doing something else. They're actually paying attention in the cockpit. And I'm sure there are many great pilots who absolutely are doing that. But every time you hear one of these stories, it does make you think. And then out of Los Angeles, we find out a couple of days ago there was a close near miss, too, where a plane had landed and the tower was telling the plane they were taxiing to back off, to stop, and came within 100 yards of another plane that was taking out. And, in fact, they're measuring the distance to make sure, but they believe it was about 100 feet, actually. And that's pretty close. Think of the times when I've all been in that position. I'm sure all of us have been in that position where, you know, you're at a busy airport and you're stuck in that little strip area waiting to come across to get to the gate. Yeah, a couple more feet in the wrong direction and someone's going to get clipped as they try to take off. So I don't know what is going on when it comes to aviation. It's a great question with the holidays coming up. Maybe you scrimped together and saved your pennies to go fly somewhere to see a relative. You know, let's be honest. Do you have a little bit of pause? Are you a little anxious about flying or not? It was just one of those things. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I mentioned this as well when we first jumped on, and I said we would give you the payoff here. Nancy Pelosi is now come up with a new name for public option. This is part of the problem with the Democrats in the whole public option thing. There is something about the way you present whatever it is that you're presenting, especially on a national stage. You know, you want to make it a little sweeter. There is the whole marketing deal, the play on words, and it was never a good play on words. Public option just sounded crummy, didn't it? So now there's a different moniker, and Pelosi's been throwing it around as of early on Monday. There's a couple of different ones. She's calling it the competitive option. There's another word that's a new buzzword called the consumer option, and a congresswoman from Florida was the one who came up with that word play. So there's new terminology that is flying around out there, but will it get past the public, the consumers, or those who have to deal with whatever the fallout is? I'm saying no. You know that idea of the pig and the lipstick thing? Remember that? Remember when that was trotted out? This is kind of the same thing, the pig and the lipstick thing. Too late once it's left the lips of everybody to reel it back in, I think. Down the road, perhaps not. And, of course, you can always change the word. But the public option is what everybody's, I think, thinking about. What Nancy Pelosi is saying, look, I'm reeling it back in, basically, because there was a misconception that any taxpayer money used to start up the public option would be repaid. She said an option would ultimately drive down government health care costs, and that's what the whole thing was about. Sam is listening to us, as always, across the border in Montreal. Once again, he's our leadoff man. Hey, Slammin' Sammy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okie dokie. I've got a story to tell you. You just mentioned about airline pilots. My brother at the company he was working for had to fly to Albany, New York. And, you know, Albany to Montreal is like halfway between, you know, Montreal and New York City. So he took one of those little, you know, I call them putt-putt, you know, airplanes. And he's sitting there, and there's so like just a very light almost curtain between him and the cockpit. And he hears one of the pilots saying, "Crap! That's where we are!" And my brother's going like, "Oh, God, and these guys are airline pilots?" You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. So what he did is the next time he called his travel agent, he said, "Don't book me on that airline. Those guys don't know their butts from their elbows, if you know what I'm trying to say."
Yeah, so I wonder if it's like spinning the wheel of fortune. There are great pilots out there, but did you get the great pilot, or did you get the pilot that was kind of iffy?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, because I've been to Israel a few times, and, you know, Steve and I, you know, have talked about it. Most of their pilots are in the reserves in the Air Force, so you know that. Yeah, because you know that they're good, you know, for sure. You know, they don't take any crap or, you know, anything, because of what's going on in the world. And talking about that, I guess you didn't hear what Muammar Gaddafi did to Canada.
Well, let's hear. What did he do?
He has now barred Canadians from entering his lovely country. Why? Remember the Lockerbie?
Oh, yes, because now they're opening that up again.
Yeah. He was let go, and Canada was none too thrilled. So Stephen Harper and a couple of the ministers let him have it. So he said, "I don't like the way you talk. Therefore, I am barring all Canadians be issued visas to come visit my country." I'm like, this almost sounds like a little, he almost sounds like a little kid. Like, "I don't like what you said, therefore," you know, stuff like that. So,
well, you just said it. He's a bully. He's like a kid stomping around at a playground. And frankly, I think he's the idiot responsible for all the blood on Livia's hands for what happened in that horrible, horrible Pan Am explosion over Lockerbie in the first place.
You know what?
So you don't want anything to do with Gaddafi in that spot anyway, Slammin' Sammy. Hey, you take care.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents in any of the stuff that we just talked about. Competitive option, consumer option. I think I could come up with a better word.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Circulation is down over 10%, so we got some headlines for you from across the nation. Are you a newspaper kind of person? Do you ever even pick one up? I find that there's a lot of people who don't read the newspaper anymore, so I'm not stunned by that figure. And what happened with the newspaper industry is they needed to get on board with the internet and somehow tie it in a little bit faster than most of them started to do it. They were behind the curve, as they say. Never behind the curve is Tomas in Michigan. He jumps on the airwaves now with us here on America Tonight. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How are you today?
Hey, I am good. How about you?
I think your team whooped my team in football a couple of hours ago.
That game wasn't even fun to watch. I was talking about that off the air with Matt, and I was watching, and it wasn't very fun. The Washington Redskins are boring to watch, Tomas.
I know. That's why I stay up late, just to listen to you, my dear. Oh, gosh. You know, there's a song out there called Plain Love. Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
It's a beautiful song about love in a plane. One of these days you'll listen to it, and I could sing it for you, but I'm going to let you work on that, okay?
All right, Plain Love.
Yeah, because I don't think there's anything to do with laptops. Come on, give me a break, you know? It doesn't take 76 minutes to figure out your schedule next week. There was something else going on there.
That's crazy.
But it does seems that there's a little indecision going on in the airlines there with those pilots. And a couple of centuries ago, there was a little correspondence going on between George Washington's generals, okay? And it was about this time of the year, too. It was getting cold, close to November. And a letter came in to George Washington's headquarters, and he thought it was for him. He opened it up, but it was from General Lee to General Reed. And General Lee was the second in command of the whole army. And General Lee said, George Washington is indecisive, and it's better to be a coward or to be stupid than to be indecisive. And that, my lady, is what we have today in Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Indecisive. You know, yesterday we were talking about 4 dead Americans. Today we're talking about 14 more.
I know.
And he wants to wait, and like you said last night, for nothing, because the election is still going to elect somebody that wants the Americans still there, okay? Mm-hmm. So he is being indecisive, and that is the worst thing in the military, is being indecisive. I remember a quote by Israeli pilots during the, I think it was the 67 or the 73 war, and they said the Syrian pilots were better than Egyptian pilots. And they ask him why, and what's the difference? Well, we shot both of them down, but the thing is, the Egyptian pilots didn't do anything. At least the Syrian pilots attacked, you see, and it took longer to shoot them down. But, he's not doing anything, and people are getting killed and blown up, and he's like the deer in the headlights. And even though, you know, he's a liberal and a Democrat, I wish somebody on the Republican side would go up to him as a friend and tell him if he needs to make a decision, because the whole world is watching, you see. And when you know, it's like a dog that sees easy prey is going to bite.
Right.
And the world is seeing fear. That's what they're seeing. They're not seeing courage. And they're all going to start biting now if the big guy on the block does not defend himself. Anyway, that's enough preaching for tonight.
Yeah, but I agree with you. You know, it's like that old thing about smelling the fear. It's the most dangerous thing. It's like when, you know what, it's this might be a weak analogy, but Tomas, it's like people who are afraid of horses. You can never let a horse know you're afraid, because that's when they're going to take off with you. That's when you're screwed. That's when you're going to fall off. That's when you're going to get hurt. You have to be in control, and you're absolutely right. Indecision is the worst thing of all. I hate indecision in anything. I mean, I hate that in myself. I hate to be indecisive. I think you make that decision, and whether it's right or wrong, you just make the decision and you roll forward. And this is, you're right, this is exactly what is constantly happening so far with this administration. And I care about Afghanistan right now. That's in play, and that's, I think, a very, very big mistake. Thanks for the call, Tomas.
All right.
It's interesting, in Vanity Fair this month, I happened to be reading, and I was at some doctor's office or somewhere, and in the back they do this thing, they interview all kinds of people, business people, actors, famous people, whoever, which is neither here nor there, who cares. But they ask them these questions. And one of the questions they asked, and this time it happened to be Martha Stewart of all people, what do you deplore the most in others? And you know what she said? Indecisiveness and wishy-washiness. And it's true. I think you make the stand and you forget about playing for the next 4 years. Let the people around you play for the next 4 years. And if you make a mistake, I mean, the one thing that Obama has is a lot of people actually that like Obama, where he wrote the books, got elected, was a rising star, is a rising star to a lot of people, and won a Nobel Prize, etc. And if he has the gift of gab or being able to turn the phrase, if you just go forward down the path and you, then ultimately it turns out it was the wrong path to take, or you think it was the wrong path to take afterwards based on something that happened, then you say, hey, we took a shot. We made a solid decision and went for it. And based on everything I had and to my knowledge, and this is what I had to do, and I had people that were in the field risking their lives day in and day out, so We couldn't wait. We couldn't lose another day and another day and another day and another month. And you've got a U.S. military helicopter that crashed on Monday. We talked about it on our last show. Coming back from a firefight with some Taliban drug traffickers. There was guns and all that stuff involved in it. This is pretty much what's happening. There's some DEA agents on board the flight. So 10 Americans, including three agents, were killed as a result of being in the middle of that. It wasn't so much about the firefight. What happened is that they were returning from that scene, and the helicopter goes down, and then you had four more troops who were killed when two helicopters collided over southern Afghanistan. So it was the worst day for U.S. forces in more than 4 years. Now, the military is saying that neither crash, they're not saying 100% yet, was a result of any kind of hostile fire. But the Taliban is claiming now that they shot down a helicopter in the western province there, which would account for the one with the most loss of lives. And the U.S. didn't say where in western Afghanistan the helicopter went down, and there wasn't any other aircraft that was missing. Now, as I said, the second crash took place when you had these two U.S. Marine helicopters that just collided in flight. This was right before sunrise, sadly, over the southern province of Helmand, killing the four American troops that I mentioned, and two more were wounded. So the casualties, by the way, for the Drug Enforcement Administration were the first deaths since they began operations, because this is part of the deal now in Afghanistan because of the drugs since 2005. We know this. Afghanistan, of course, the world's largest producer of opium, which is the what? Raw ingredient in heroin. And the drug trade is a huge source of funding for the Taliban. Of course, money comes from the opium. That's where, you know, I always say follow the money. This is part of that path of following the money. So the government has decided to target production and distribution networks after all the programs to destroy the poppy fields didn't do very much except actually turn the farmers against the American troops and the NATO guys. So instead, this was the other way to go, with the DEA trying to figure out how to nab the people and making deals and destroying the industry that way. So actually, that was pretty smart, because nothing was happening in trying to go after the farmers, certainly. All right, you can flip me an email about any of the things we talked about, whether it's Afghanistan or the new buzzword instead of public option. What are the Democrats calling it now? Casual Friday. Who knows what's next? You get my drift. Do it snail mail, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?